My clothes are on the floor, and Mikey's in my bed. Well, he's on my bed. He's propped against my pillow pile, wearing flannel pajama pants and his glasses and nothing on top, with a full face of finals week stubble. Not that I'm complaining. Scruffy Mikey is my favorite Mikey. Still, he's a beacon of order and symmetry, and you can tell at a glance which of my boxes he's packed. They're the ones lined up evenly against the foot of my bed, filled with neat piles of towels and sheets, each one labeled in Sharpie, Arthur Linens, Arthur Textbooks. Right now, he's taking down my photographs, lumping all my blue poster putty into one egg-sized megawad. I plop down beside him. You know what this looks like? Poster putty? Let me give him an eye hole. I poke my finger into the putty and look back at him expectantly. Poster putty with an eye hole? Mikey, it's the blob guy from Monsters vs. Aliens. Oh. He globs another little wad of putty onto its head, like a toupee. Yeah, now he looks like Trump. I quickly flatten him into a pancake and toss him onto my nightstand. Much better. Such activism, says Mikey. Hush. I lean in to kiss him. Guess what?
What?
I'm bored.
Thanks a lot,
he says. Of packing. I push his bangs off his face and kiss him again.
You know, we're never going to finish if you keep doing that.
I just smile, because Mikey's so thoroughly Mikey. He still gets flustered when I kiss him. Sometimes he'll clear his throat and say, "Well then." Or he'll check the time or ask whether the door's locked. And for weeks, I thought that meant he was looking for excuses not to kiss me. But now, I get it. Mikey's one of those people who gets what he wants and then panics. I rest my head on his shoulder and survey the room. Piles of books, scattered papers, all my big hoarder energy. Mikey, of course, packed up his entire room 4 hours ago. Thanks for being here, I murmur. If he wanted to, he could be in Boston already. But we both know there was never a universe where Mikey didn't stick around to rescue me. I roll up a yellow striped polo shirt I stole from a box of my dad's high school heirlooms and shove it into my New York bag. A giant camp duffel bag, already bulging with shirts, jeans, and books. Dragging everything onto the train tomorrow is going to be an experience. But at this point, I'm just hoping I actually make it to New York, which won't happen until I clear my 30 metric tons of shit out of this dorm room. I nudge a cardboard box aside with my foot, hands in my hair. What am I forgetting? Chargers, shirts, jeans... Underwear? Mikey says. Underwear? Work clothes? Suit and tie? Suit and tie? So I can look like Chad from corporate? I shake my head. Michael McCowan, this is queer off-Broadway theater. I'll be laughed off the stage.
Off the stage?
Mikey squints.
You're an intern to an assistant.
Intern to the director's assistant. Do you even know how many people interviewed for this job?
64.
Exactly, 64, I say, feeling just a little sheepish. So maybe I've talked Mikey's ear off about my internship once or twice, or possibly a few hundred times. But can you blame me? It's my ultimate top-tier, pie-in-the-sky dream job.